Vayinlaws of Shabbos were in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, which discusses Kiddush Makom Suda. So we've discussed so far two elements of Kiddush Makom Suda. First of all, the place that you make Kiddush, that is where you're supposed to eat your meal. We also discussed the element of time, that even if you are eating at the same place, but you can't just wait for 2 hours before you start your meal, but rather you're supposed to make the Kiddush and then immediately afterwards have the Suda. Now the question in Sif Hei is, what exactly is necessary? What is a Suda? Is it necessary they actually have to have a five-course meal? So on this, says the Mechaber, Kosro ha-Geonim, writes the Geonim, it says, the Hade ein Kiddush el ba-Makom Suda. What does it mean that you have to have a meal? Afil ochel davar mu'ut, even if one ate a small amount, Oshasa kos yayin, or you drank wine, Shechayev lo bracha, enough that you would have to say a bracha achrona for, which we'll see what that is. Yatsa yedei kiddush b'makom suda. You fulfilled the obligation, and therefore it's considered a meal, even though it's not really a meal. So you had a certain amount of wine, you had some bread, and doesn't mean you had really anything else, not much of a meal, but that's considered within the realm of halacha kiddush b'makom suda. V'gomer sudas b'makom acher. And he says that technically, b'dieved, a person could finish their meal somewhere else, and you've still fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush Makom Suda. But Dafka, Ochel Lechem Oshasa Yayin, says the Mechaber, it must be these things. It has to be bread, and it has to be wine. Avol Ochel Peros Lo, but if a person ate fruit, that's not Kiddush Makom Suda. Of course, there's other food other than bread and wine and fruit. You would imagine maybe there's something in between, like Mizonos. So that we're going to see in a second. So before we get to that, the Mishnah Berurah discusses what does it mean that even if you have a small amount of bread, that you have fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush Makom Suda. It says, Hainu al koponim shir kazayis. Person who has had a kazayis, dehai shechayv la bracha atervoyu koi. It's referring to the bread and the wine. The requirement of a bracha achrona, it's not referring to a bracha rishona. When it comes to making a bracha before, even the smallest amount, you would make a bracha. And when it comes to the latter, the bracha after you finish eating or drinking, it has to be, when it comes to food, or bread rather, a kazayis. Bracha, hainu kashir revias. When it's coming to the wine, one has to drink a revias. Shechayv lav bracha achrona. In order to say this bracha achrona. The fact that the Mechaber just says this clearly, without bringing down any dispute, it's clear that we also find that the Mechaber is of the opinion that a bracha achrona, when it comes to wine, it's only when a person drinks a revias. However, he quotes the Prima Gadim that says, "Defil im noimer ba'alma the bracha achrona ein sarach revias." That the Prima Gadim holds that when it comes to a later bracha, it's not necessary to drink revias, you still have to say such a bracha. There's no dispute when it comes over here, when it comes to Kiddush Makom Suda. Even the Prima Gadim, who says less than a revias, still a bracha achrona is required on wine, but they all hold it's necessary to drink a revias in order to fulfill the obligation of Kiddush B'makom Suda. Now, we should also remind ourselves that does not mean to fulfill the obligation of Kiddush it's necessary to drink Revias. As we said, a Mali Lugmav, or a cheekful, which is the majority of Revias, is acceptable. And as we established, a Revias, depending on the stringency of looking at it, according on Friday night, Ramosha says 4.42 ounces, Saturday 3.3. So to drink the majority is the measurement called Mali Lugmav. But in order to fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda, that wine is considered to be a meal, that's the only thing that you're having, it's necessary to have a revias. And in fact, it's brought down, as we're going to see, does it mean you have to have an additional revias or just a revias total? So the Mishnah will hold off for a moment for that thought. The Gomer Sudaso, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can complete your meal somewhere else. And he quotes, he says, L'chadchil lo yakum im koma b'li berchas amosin. The truth is, it's better to finish your entire meal in one place. Ach diavad kishakri in sarach levarach berachas amozim yikoydim el acher gomer hasuda. B'diavad, since you did fulfill the obligation of Kiddush Makom Suda in this place, and you would finish the meal somewhere else, Kiddush was fulfilled, Kiddush Makom Suda was fulfilled, then you would bench elsewhere. L'chadchil, it's better, of course, to finish your meal in one place. And then the Mishnah Berurah discusses this idea of moving. He says, "Vesham in sarach levarach od al kos kodem shi so dehak kvar yatsiri kiddush." Now, in the event that you made Kiddush Makom Suda, does not require any more for you to make a second Kiddush, because you've already fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush, and you connected it to a meal. And therefore, once you fulfill that obligation, it's not necessary for you to make another Kiddush. So, for example, let's say a person would have a Kiddush, and they would, in the shul, for example, and they would have enough food, and we're going to see it doesn't necessarily have to be bread. It could be mizonos, for example. So in that situation, you fulfill the obligation of Kiddush Makom Suda. So technically, if you would go home there afterwards and have a meal with bread, you would not have to say another Kiddush, because you've already fulfilled the mitzvah Kiddush and Kiddush Makom Suda. In the event that a person would not have fulfilled their obligation of Kiddush Makom Suda, even if you heard Kiddush, but you didn't have a substantial amount of food, then you didn't fulfill the obligation of Kiddush, you'd have to say another Kiddush. And it's something, again, in the event that there's other people at the home that didn't hear, then there's also a mitzvah, you can say the Kiddush for them as well. The Mishnah Berurah discusses then Oshasi Yayin. When it comes to drinking wine, it says, that it doesn't have to be, even though the Machaber says bread, it really means anything which comes forth from the five grains. Namely, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Any of those five grains, if you have something which you eat enough of, dehem chashive tfei lasuda shamas miyayin. That's actually considered more of a suda than wine. You can imagine it has more substance. It's something which is more filling than drinking a cup of wine. So therefore, a person could certainly fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda with those things. Although sheikh or sharmashkin, when it comes to other drinks, v'im hayu chamer medina, even if, let's say, for example, when it comes to beer, or as we discussed before, whiskey, the Ezchamar Medini could make Kiddush on that. It says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ein Yotzi Bam Bimkom Suda. If you drink a lot of it, you don't fulfill your obligation Kiddush Makom Suda. We'll see if everyone holds like that. V'ayin mechidushi ha-gaon Rabbi Akiva Ego. Just see this last point that Rabbi Akiva Ego makes. The Lokama Rishonim Ein Yotzi Yedei Kiddush Bimakom Suda Al Yedei Kos Yayin. Even though the Machaber says that wine, you could fulfill your obligation if you drank enough of it. According to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger, you cannot fulfill your obligation Kiddush Makom Suda with wine. B'al Kain, therefore, he concludes, as shall we, Nirish She'ein Lohakil B'zeh El B'makom Hadachak. If that's all you have, then you can drink enough wine. As we saw, you can have a Revius, and you'll be able to fulfill your obligation Kiddush Makom Suda. However, if there are other foods, such as cake or bread, that you'd be able to fulfill your obligation, then it's better to do so with those foods.